Anya Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's program is all about Easter, seen through an international lens. This holiday encompasses hope, opportunity, and danger. But it all points back to Jesus, His church, and what you can do to make an eternal difference in someone's life. We're going to start with the persecuted church. Resurrection Sunday will be a more subdued affair this year in parts of Egypt. In the wake of deadly twin bombings last Sunday in the north, churches in the southern city of Minya won't be holding Easter services. It's to mourn the deaths of the 45 Christians, but it underscores the security concerns. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor says,
ISIS essentially announced itself in Egypt, saying that they had a specific war to wage against the worshippers of the cross. This is a significant threat. This is one which needs to be dealt with by the Egyptian government.
President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency and formed a council to fight terrorism and extremism. And in other parts of Egypt, church bells will be ringing triumphantly.
I think that there is a vibrant community there, but in spite and perhaps as a result of the attacks that have been seen in recent years on Christians in Egypt, you've seen a flourishing of the church. You've seen a church which has pulled together, which has sought to walk closely with God.
So please continue to pray fervently for persecuted believers in Egypt.
Pray for them that they would endure, that they would be able to continue to worship freely in Egypt, that they wouldn't be cowed by these attacks, that they would find confidence in their faith and in God as well, and that they would find peace in their relationship with God.
And if it feels like we've been talking a lot about prayer during this Passion Week, it's because we have. Easter is arguably the most hope-filled holiday that Christians have, and the most dangerous. Our enemies use this time to make a statement. But as we're learning from our partners all over the world, Christians are making a more powerful statement. Our God is enough. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is providing special programming for the persecuted and underground church this Easter. Their ministry exemplifies the mutual encouragement believers can share, even when we're separated by ocean waters. So this isn't just a reminder to pray, but also to praise God along with your brothers and sisters around the world. Courtesy of Sat7, we can rejoice with the Armenian church as they sing of Christ's coming. And the Egyptian church as they sing praises to their Savior. To learn how to partner with Sat7 and for more details about the people they serve, go to our website. And finally, this Easter Sunday may be the only time that some people set foot into a church all year. Many Christians take this opportunity to invite family, neighbors, and coworkers who may not have a relationship with Christ to a Sunday service. We shared a few days ago about Deaf Bible Society's new online tool called Deaf Church Where that allows users to find a nearby deaf-accessible church in the United States. But did you know that 98% of deaf people are considered unreached with the gospel? That's why Deaf Bible Society encourages you to invite a deaf neighbor or friend to go to a deaf Easter service with you this Sunday. Deaf Bible Society's Jason Sewer, speaking through a translator, says, "This is what Deaf Church Wear is for.
This offers a great opportunity to be utilized as a resource to invite the deaf community to find a church that meets their needs."
To use Deaf Church Wear, just go online to deafchurchwear.com. We also have a link for you, along with more details about Deaf Bible Society at missionnews.org. And Sewer also asks,
"Pray that we would know how best to bridge the hearing and deaf worlds. Also, pray for churches, that pastors and leaders would open their doors and minds to be ready and willing to facilitate ministry to and for the deaf."
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you do just that, because each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. Get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.